And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 17th of January, 2015. It was on this date, 1773, Captain James Cook and his crew on the HMS Resolution became the first Europeans to sail below the Antarctic Circle. He was sailing uncharted areas of the Pacific, making maps as he went. He'd sailed around New Zealand, he'd charted the eastern shore of Australia, decided to sail around the bottom of the world. Ship had some trouble with pack ice, but sailed within about 150 miles of Antarctica before they had to turn back. The 18th Amendment prohibition took effect on this date in 1920, which made it illegal to make, to sell, or to transport beer, wine, or other intoxicating liquors. The 18th Amendment, which in due course was reversed by the 21st Amendment, the first and only time a constitutional amendment has been repealed. It's the birthday of Benjamin Franklin, born Boston, 1706, printer, scientist, inventor, writer, founding father, and the founder of America's first lending library, who wrote in his autobiography of 1794 that writing well became of great use to me in the course of my life and was a principal means of my advancement. It's the birthday of the youngest of the Bronte sisters, Anne Bronte, born in Thornton, Yorkshire, 1820. She was a shy young woman, especially close to her sister, Emily. They made up stories together. When she was 19, she took a job as a governess and 6 years later returned home and began writing. Her first novel, Agnes Grey, sold pretty well in 1847, and her second, The Tenant of Wildfell Hall, 1848, was a big hit. Within the next year, three of the four Bronte siblings, Emily, Anne, and their brother Branwell, died of tuberculosis. Anne was the last of the three to die, and as she died, she whispered to her sister Charlotte, "Take courage." It's the birthday of the poet William Stafford, born Hutchinson, Kansas, 1914, author of many books of poems, a conscientious objector during the Second World War. He was interned as a pacifist in civilian public service camps, Arkansas, California, fighting fires, building roads. He wrote about it in his memoir, Down in My Heart. Here's a poem for today by William Stafford, Watching Sandhill Cranes. Spirits among us have departed, friends, relatives, neighbors, we can't find them. If we search and call, the sky merely waits. Then, someday, here come the cranes, planing in from cloud or mist, sharp, lonely spears, awkwardly graceful. They reach for the land, they stalk the plowed fields, not letting us near, not quite our own, not quite the world's. People go by and pull over to watch. They peer and point and wonder. It is because these travelers, these far wanderers, plane down and yearn in a reaching flight. They extend our life, piercing through space to reappear quietly, undeniably, where we are. William Stafford's poem, Watching Sandhill Cranes, from Even in Quiet Places, published by Confluence Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.